You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
While you were offline, Sean Spicer's image rehab tour isn't going too well. By Graham McMillan. Over the last 7 days, the internet has been full of unwelcome nostalgia. Here's some nuclear brinksmanship. Here's Puerto Rico, decimated by a natural disaster. Here's the Senate, planning to vote on yet another health care plan to repeal Obamacare. But it's not all been familiar badness. There's been some new ill-feeling torment as well. Just keep listening if you don't believe us. What's that? You were hoping for good stuff? Well, we have some elf-based rhymes, if you can hold on long enough. This, friends, is what has become of the World Wide Web during the last week. Sean Spicer's Public Image Rehabilitation Tour. What happened? Everyone loves a good redemption story. A bad one involving a former White House press secretary, however, that's another matter altogether. What really happened? Ah, the Emmy Awards telecast. It's the annual celebration of everything good in television. This year's ceremony, which took place last Sunday, ended up being more than just another big Hollywood party. According to media watchers, the show was exceptionally political, with winners and host Stephen Colbert taking shots at the current administration and not standing up for this crap. Well, apart from Spicy's appearance, of course. Just ask yourself, how do you think a chummy cameo from President Trump's former flack Sean Spicer went down on Twitter? Exactly. It wasn't just Twitter that was appalled by show business's gleeful embrace of a figure who had previously been deriding it at every available opportunity. The rest of the media was just as upset. Should we perhaps turn to an award-winning American literary figure to sum this whole thing up? Let's. This tweet came from Joyce Carol Oates. Seeing contemptible Sean Spicer on Emmys in company of Stephen Colbert nullifies Stephen Colbert as a person of integrity, just showbiz. The takeaway, and the moral, if there is one, of this story is this. Sean Spicer was horrible in January 2017. Sean Spicer is horrible today. Sean Spicer will be horrible tomorrow. Stop normalizing horrible. From Tony Posnansky.